Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hans von Spakovsky is on with us right now. We've got an intro for you. We'll play it later during Wiggins segment. Is that okay with you, Hans? It's good to have you back.
Fine.
It's good to have you back on the show. There's so much to talk about. And the one story that I think is getting glossed over right now, and we'll get to the big stuff here after this, is the unsealing of some of these documents. And they're talking about prosecutorial abuse in that documents case in Florida with Judge Cannon. What can you tell us about what that means, the unsealing of the documents, and what it has shown us?
Well, it's shown us that all the claims by this White House that they had absolutely nothing to do with the Justice Department, the special counsel's prosecution of Trump in the classified documents case, the FBI raid, that's all one big lie. The National Archives, apparently, indeed, were working with the White House counsel's office throughout all of this. And their fingers seem to be all over this. In fact, you know, one of the documents we've seen is that almost as soon as President Trump left office, the National Archives started working with the White House on making claims that President Trump had mishandled classified documents. So they were on to him almost immediately, and rather than contacting the former president and his staff to say, oh, listen, you guys, I think you took some classified records with you. No. They're talking to the Biden White House, who should have absolutely – what do they have to do with the responsibilities of the National Archives? They're the ones responsible for the records of former presidents. So I just said, this just shows what, again, no surprise, right? What liars the Biden White House is filled with.
Yeah. I mean, this is, it's pretty jarring to see the unredactions of these documents and to understand what they mean. We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky. He's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, DOJ lawyer as well. If we're reading between the lines as to what this actually does mean, immediately there was coordination from the Biden White House to pin something on Donald Trump. I mean, isn't that what it boils down to?
Oh, yeah, I think it does. And it brings into question, of course, the way they went after Donald Trump, or going after Donald Trump, but have completely let Joe Biden off the hook for all the classified documents he mishandled, not just after he left the vice presidency, but when he was in the U.S. Senate, when he had absolutely no right to access or take these classified documents home with him or anywhere else.
So I'm always trying to piece these things together, and I never know if I've got my finger on the right thing or if I am so far into left field. So that's why I like to ask you these questions, so you can straighten me out a little bit. In the documents case with the National Archives, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, we have some new documents that show that there was some, I don't know if collusion is too strong of a word, between the Biden White House and the National Archives there to get Donald Trump. I recall hearing in the Fulton County, Georgia, Fannie Willis drama series that we got to watch for a while, that there were questions about people who were going to Washington, D.C. and asking questions surrounding if there was any cooperation or collusion between the Georgia case and the White House. And then also, is it Colangelo in the
right.
Bragg trial? There's another connection in that one that is, take somebody who used to be in the White House and inserted them right in the middle of this trial. I mean, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, don't tell me it's not a duck. What are we looking at here? What are the implications of what we're seeing as far as connections to Joe Biden, the White House, and maybe a larger plan here?
Look, the White House counsel's office apparently has been involved in, was also in meeting with the prosecutors down in Georgia. Colangelo, the assistant DA who's prosecuting the New York case, worked in the civil rights division of the Justice Department, took a pay cut, cut to go to New York to prosecute this case. The Biden White House's fingers are all over three separate cases that are clearly designed to get Joe Biden's rival, the person he's going to be running against in November in the election. And all their denials to the contrary, all the documentation that's coming out, particularly things revealed in the case, the ethics motions filed against Fannie Willis, show that all of their claims to the contrary, they've been lying about all of this. And it's another sign of the way law enforcement is being abused for political targeting, as opposed to an objective enforcement of our laws. And of course, as you know, all of this is important to certainly this federal case that we're talking about, or classified. All of this is relevant to the arguments that just finished in the U.S. Supreme Court today. We had almost 3 hours of arguments. They only ended about 45 minutes ago, Annie, over whether a president has immunity from a former president from criminal prosecution. And that's an issue that the Supreme Court's going to decide, and is going to have a huge effect on this case down in Florida.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.